Let us pray as we prepare to hear God's word proclaimed. Teach us, O God, by your word and spirit. Help us to hear, know, and live the gospel so that we might proclaim in word and deed the good news that you offer us this day, a message of peace to the whole community and love with faith through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a brief passage from the gospel according to John. Familiar words that Jesus teaches about peace. From the 27th verse of the 14th chapter, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Maybe you are familiar, or at least some of you are familiar, with the name Carlo Levi. Levi was an Italian writer, painter, anti-fascist political activist. He was born in Turin in 1902, an advantageous youth, till his degree in medicine, which he received when he was 21. But then in 1929, in the midst of Mussolini's fascist regime, he co-founded an anti-fascist organization, and his political activism led to his arrest in 1935, whereby he was exiled to the town of Aliano, way down in what was then the Lucania region of southern Italy. Those of you who can picture Italy, you know there's the boot. It would be at the instep. And here he served his exile in this remote hilltop village. And during that time, he painted, worked as a doctor, and observed the daily hardship of the villagers. Well, when his period of exile was over, he lived in Paris until 1941, when he returned to Italy, where he was once again arrested. And following the fall of Mussolini, he was again released, and he penned what is surely his most famous book, Christ Stopped at Eboli, a vivid firsthand account of the life of poverty and deprivation endured by the Lucanians. See, during that year in exile, Levi lived a surreal existence in contact with a population abandoned by history, an ancient and hidden world. At that time, anyone who made that journey from Eboli to Gagliano, which is the name of the town that Levi gave to Aliano in his book, it was an ascent to hell. As Levi describes it, Gagliano was no more than a scattered cluster of fallen down, whitewashed old buildings hanging desperately to barren slopes near a rocky cliff. The village had been there for centuries, and for as far back as the oldest person could remember, it was always a place of severe poverty, unrelenting disease, frightening superstition, monotonous despair, and death. Oppressed and defeated by these conditions, it is said that the peasants of Gagliano could not sing, and there is a saying among them that Christ stopped at Eboli, that somehow God had forgotten them, and Christ had not proceeded to make that road, that ascent to hell. Levi sensed this isolation and despair, and his time there pushed him to denounce in his book the inhumane life conditions of his people, overwhelmed by social and political injustice. People to whom even the word of Christ seemed to never come. The title of the book, of course, comes from an expression by the people of Gagliano who say of themselves, "Christ stops short of here at Eboli," which means, in effect, that they feel they have been bypassed by Christianity, by morality, by history itself, that they have somehow been excluded from the full human experience. Because hope and joy, the fullness of human life that God means for us to have, are not found there. The road to Gagliano is a road that leads to hell. You know, here in this 21st century, it would appear that so many roads lead not up or forward into the future, but back and down into hell. Death travels these roads in cars and trucks driven by suicide bombers. Sickness stalks the streets of Africa under the guise of HIV. Refugees from war-torn areas like Syria seek a better future. Violence rocks our country at the rate of more than 30 deaths per day due to gun violence. In fact, all over our world, there are streets and stairways, elevators and superhighways that lead to hell, places of evil where people are trapped in disease, poverty, oppression, violence, bigotry, loneliness, boredom, psychosis, despair, and death. And yet it is in this world that we gather as Christians and proclaim Christ crucified and risen as the way, the truth, and the life. In the midst of the reality of suffering and poverty and violence, we read the words of Jesus, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." On this World Communion Sunday, Christians all around the globe are gathering around tables, wooden tables, stone tables, marble tables, round tables, square tables, rectangular tables, cross-shaped tables, ornate tables, crude tables, to celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. The Lord being the one we refer to as the Prince of Peace. Though for Christianity, like other major religions, violence and bloodshed have been waged in the name of our God, and even though a gruesome act of violence in the form of capital punishment informs our religion on the cross, still, Christianity is a religion of peace. Or I should say, Jesus Christ was a man of peace who said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." So in the context of a world where many roads lead to hell, what does this mean? A couple of thoughts, brief thoughts for your reflection on this World Communion Sunday. One in a larger global context, the second on a more personal, individual level. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. You know, in some quarters, the world's idea of peace is something that comes through the absence of war, a permanent state of pre-hostility, as it has been described. The world's idea of peace consists of physical and emotional comfort, the physical comfort found in a life of ease offered by luxury, the emotional comfort found in food and sex and recreational drugs. That's the peace the world offers. But the peace that Christ gives is grounded in God and not in circumstance. It is the peace Jesus himself embodies in his life, even as he dealt with betrayal, violence, and death. It is a peace found not in creature comforts or false security or bombs or even portfolios, but a peace found in a relationship with God. If we expect to find the peace which passes all understanding in the things offered by the world, we're going to be sadly disappointed. Anyone who has lived long enough knows this truth to be real. Peace grounded in God is a peace Christ lived and the peace Christ offers to the world. And it is the peace which abides, the peace which passes all understanding, the peace which we all yearn for. And it is this peace which serves as the foundation of the command Jesus then gives. Though the disciples and thus followers of all time share in his trouble, share in his suffering, they shall also have his peace. For they will share their own relationship with God. Therefore, God, Jesus can say, "Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Jesus repeats verbatim the command which begins this chapter, adding now a reference to fear. Do not be afraid. So friends, those whose hearts are troubled by circumstance, and this is our second point, or who experience fear, which virtually includes all of us to some degree, may take comfort that as God's life grows within us and as our hearts are healed, we enter into the inheritance of Jesus' peace, which replaces our anxiety and fear. Your heart may be troubled this morning. Anxiety for a child. Worry about an aging parent. Deep concern about a struggling relationship. You may be fearful this morning about the security of your children, about the diagnosis of a disease, about the state of our world. Jesus invites us to receive His peace by entering into the same type of relationship with God that He had, a relationship which casts out fear and places worry and anxiety within the confines of a presence which transcends the lives we lead and makes us part of a picture larger than ourselves. Friends, on this World Communion Sunday, we have access to the peace of Christ, different than the peace the world offers. The peace Christ offers is founded in a relationship with God who casts out fear and worry. Carlo Levi died in Rome on January 4th, 1975. And according to his will, he was buried in Aliano, the town of his exile, where despite circumstances, the artist had discovered the authentic human values that supported and comforted him in the most romantic moments of his life and in the darkest years of Italian history. In reality, Christ didn't stop at Eboli. He made the descent to hell, even to Gagliano, and He'll make it to you in whatever circumstances you find yourself. Amen.